5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and with me today is Brandon Williams.
Hey.
And Taylor Severn.
It's pronounced Efi. Efi.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
It's pronounced Efi.
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 Yes.
Efi. Much like the Pokemon, except Efi? Not at all. Yeah.
Efi? So, we have a new character that's going to be entering the game.
And it's not Efi.
Fairly shortly. And it's not Efi.
That's or a shame. Effie, even. I was looking forward to multiple evolutions.
Yeah.
And no, they have to wait till the next hero.
Every two Overwatch games, they'll give her a new evolution.
You mean a nerf?
What?
Nothing.
Great. Alrighty. We do have a fair bit to cover today. This is going to be a fairly news patchy oriented episode.
And my God, we're flattering at the start.
I'll try not to fuck everything up.
Already have.
Besides Efi, there are a lot of patch notes. Efi is part of the patch notes. So we will get to those right now. First of all, in the
really
actual live game, we have
minor balance updates.
Bring out the Nerf guns.
What? So Bastion's doing too well. They made it so he took 35% less damage when he's transformed. Now it's only 20% because you need to kill him. Killing him's good.
Yes. So that is in all. That is in both his turret mode and his tank mode from his ultimate. His regular recon mode does not have this armor, just to reiterate. Zarya no longer gets protection from knockback effects. From her particle barrier, as well as her allies will no longer get that advantage as well. This is mostly done, I believe, so that she's kind of more defined from Orisa's shift ability.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to in a moment, because we haven't done that on the show yet. And there are some small bug fixes that have also gone live, such as fixing an issue preventing players from loading the Season 1 and 2 leaderboards. So exciting, exciting stuff there. But let's get on to the much bigger story, which is happening on the PTR right now, chief of which is the fact that we have a new hero that was revealed. Her name is Orisa. She is a kind of robot, quadrupedal robot. Think almost like a horse. She's got a big gun. There's plenty of pictures of her up everywhere, so you can take a look at that. First of all, before we get into her abilities, what do you guys think of her look?
Kind of looks okay-ish. I mean, it's a robot, has legs.
It's very different from a rope. Like it's our first non-humanoid character.
Are you saying that Torbjorn's human?
sorry, he is a dwarf, you're right, but he is a humanoid. The only other character who wouldn't really fit that description would be Winston,
Bastion?
Because technically... No, Bastion. Transformed Bastion, I guess you're right. But Bastion has a humanoid form when he's not transformed. Winston does walk on all fours, but he's a gorilla, so he's pretty humanoid shaped. But this one is completely different.
Different. Just has four legs.
Yeah, you're right. It still has like an upper torso, but it is the most different we've seen so far. Which I quite
I don't
like.
Know.
That they're branching
Hanzo is like
out.
The devil. That's pretty different.
Can we really consider Roadhog like fully human?
I don't think
he's human.
Consider like any of the male characters really human compared to like Soldier 76. When the design of Orisa came out, Jeff Kaplan said in the developer update like that the male designs are like completely different. You have like Roadhog, Junkrat, Torbjorn.
All have very different silhouettes and like body shapes and sizes.
They don't look like the same species, and yet they are.
Whereas, yeah, you're right. Aside from D.Va, all of the ladies in the game look very, very similar. And D.Va is only that when she's in her mech suit.
Well, it's not that they look similar. It's that they're all humans. They're all noticeably human.
They don't have a different, like...
They're not actually dwarves.
Oh.
They're all,
don't tell
they're
all them
thin,
that.
They're all thin, fit, sexy ladies. And yeah, Orisa, she may be sexy, but she's got quite the figure, let's say.
I mean, I'll hold you to that, that you think that's sexy.
Sure, why not at this point?
Jacob's always been into robots.
Quadrupedal centaur robots,
yep.
To be specific. I quite like it. She's got, on top of the fact that she is a atypical shape and size, I just like the horns on her and the way she kind of like animates is very, very cool. I really like some of the skins they gave her. I really, really like it. One thing that we haven't really mentioned is her story. On top of her abilities, if you've been following along with the Effie things that have been going on, basically Effie has built Orisa from the remains of some broken down sentry guard robots that have been that protect Nimbani. They were kind of beaten up when confronting Doomfist, who has stolen back his gauntlet. She kind of took these and put them back together because the city kind of gave up on them. Like, oh, we built these robots to protect us, and they fail. And she's like, no, I'm gonna make them, remake them, and make them better. And so she made one, which is Orisa. She gave her like an AI consciousness, so she is her own sentient being. She's kitted out with a bunch of cool things, which we'll get to. But the one interesting thing about Orisa from a story perspective is that she is brand new. Whereas all the other characters have a history, they've been around some longer than others, but they have existed in this world for quite a while before becoming heroes and after becoming heroes. Whereas Orisa is literally like she has just been born, she is just starting her not only her career as a hero but also her life. So she is growing and adapting and learning as we kind of speak in the story of the game. Taylor, did you want to take us through her abilities?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I accidentally closed what I wanted to look at. She has a machine gun. That's cool. I like guns. The longest range of any tank, weapon-wise.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So you're saying she's going to be a tank?
Oh, yeah.
She's a tank.
Yep.
She's.
Just to clarify.
Right off the top, yes, she is a tank. She's going to be fulfilling the tank role
duties.
Specifically. Yes, yeah, specifically they tried designing her to be very similar to what Reinhardt provides the team. They kind of described it as being an anchor tank, which is someone who the team forms around. Whereas some of the other characters, they dive into the enemy team and disrupt or do other things. Reinhardt is kind of the core that his team forms around. In general, they wanted to make another tank like that, and Orisa will fill that role, and she does that fairly well. So Taylor, about her gun, you were saying it's pretty long range.
Yeah, it shoots bullets and stuff. It's great. I love it. Best gun NA.
It actually doesn't shoot bullets. It shoots plasma kind of things, similar
plasma
to
bullets.
Yes.
So similar her alternate fire Mercy's. Is also somewhat interesting. It shoots out this little orb that will slow people, and then it's able to detonate, and it'll pull people towards the orb, wherever it is.
Yes, kind of like a mini Zarya ult. It just pulls them in for like a second, and then it drops them. But it can be used to reposition enemies pretty effectively.
I don't like the idea of like always comparing it to Zarya's ult, because like it works very differently. It's just a pull from a direction where like. Zarya's ult, I think of more as a thing you put on the ground and it sticks people there. More than anything else. So I personally don't like the comparison. Moving on through her abilities, she has the ability Fortify, which reduces the damage she takes, but also makes her unstoppable, meaning she is immune to all crowd control. Which is, like, huge. That, like, includes, like, Reinhardt's charge. That includes
Zarya's ultimate.
Her own alternate fire.
Yeah, so I like how with Orisa, with many other characters in the game, they have a movement ability often bound to their shift key, whereas Orisa's is she's just going to keep on coming. It doesn't matter if you try and slow her down, she's going to break through it and keep charging you at full speed, which I quite like.
Another thing that'll help her charge you at full speed is she has a protective barrier. Kind of think like Winston's, except she's able to shoot it in front of her. So it will land on the ground and be a little shield. That's
nice. Now, this shield does have significantly less health than Reinhardt's shield. It's actually more than half. Reinhardt's is 2,000 points of damage that it can absorb, whereas Orisa's is 900. But it is still a fairly beefy shield.
Is the cooldown rate similar?
I believe it's a little bit shorter.
That's good. I think it's just a pure cooldown as well.
Yes.
Oh, so it doesn't have, like, it doesn't charge back up.
No, it's just a
cooldown. No.
Oh, that's, yes. That's exciting.
That's why I compare it more to Winston's shield than Reinhardt's shield.
And the cooldown also starts the moment you've launched it, not after it breaks.
Which they're updating Winston to also do that.
Yes, yes.
Ooh. Which is nice.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are Orisa's basic abilities, and then she also has a pretty cool ultimate.
The supercharger! It's that thing on her back that looks silly. Anyway,
kinda like a drum.
She puts that drum down and just beats on it and creates beautiful music, and if you have Lucio, then you actually win. But actually what it does is that any allies within line of sight of it, so anybody that can see it that's on your team, will get a nice damage boost. But since it's an object you put down, it can also be destroyed by the enemies. So it creates this kind of game where you want it, your allies to be able to have line of sight of it, but not your enemies. And you gotta figure out where you put that to make it useful.
Yeah, it is cool. It's not exactly like Symmetra's Teleporter, which lasts indefinitely. It does have a 20-second duration, I believe, but that is the fact that it buffs your damage a significant bit. Do you remember exactly how much? Was it like 30 or 40%-ish?
Nope, don't know the number. It boosts damage. That's all. That's,
yes,
boom.
It's fairly significant, and it's to it could be to your whole team if everyone's standing around it. So it's quite devastating if it goes for the full duration. It will basically guarantee you a team fight. All things being even. So yeah, that's pretty much Orisa. Other than that, she has 400 health, half of which is regular health, the other half being armor. And her gun, when she first debuted, her gun had about 200 rounds in it. You could keep sustained fire up for quite a while. They've since decreased that to 150 in the most recent changes. I did get a chance to try her out on PTR. I quite liked her, actually. I've mentioned several times that I usually play either healers or tanks in many of the games I play. And Orisa definitely suits my kind of playstyle. Even so much from... She's different from many tanks in that she kind of plays from a distance. She does damage at long range. She's not as effective at short range, unlike someone like Reinhardt or Roadhog. Or even D.Va. Any of the tanks in this game are much more effective at closer range, whereas she wants to keep her enemies at middle distance, roughly. And I quite liked that. I really thought of her as kind of a walking, not so much a fortress, but an engineer. Like she
sets down. That has a very different meaning in this kind of game.
Yes, I know. But she kind of like she sets down sandbags for her allies that they can hide behind, those being the her fortifications. She herself is just like this, like, kind of gun that she can focus down people and keep their heads down.
Honestly, I don't know what kind of engineer makes no sense to me, even after you explained it.
I'm thinking of games like Company of Heroes, where you use an engineer to kind of build up your defenses. She's like kind of like a walking defensive unit. Just with her suppressive fire gun, the fact that she can put down defenses, the fact that she can put down something that increases everyone's damage. I like that idea of her just being able to fortify a location. Okay. And yeah, as I said, I really, really liked her playstyle. She's not herself quite as tanky as, say, Reinhardt, just because with his shield, he has so much effective HP. But the cooldown on her shields is pretty small. And the fact that you can play from farther away does mean that you don't quite need all that health, that much health. So it'll be interesting to see how she plays out in the live game. And yeah, that's pretty much Orisa. Do you guys have any more opinions on her?
I'm excited.
I found it amusing when they released the story video, and it's essentially... And she's just born. That's her story. Okay. It's like, keep trying. That's the downside of having a brand new character. Who's slightly uninteresting, story-wise. Or like character-wise.
A little bit, yeah. There isn't much to grab on there other than the fact that she looks kind of cool. And she's a robot built by a small girl.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of her.
A genius?
Like, character, but like, it's just... Either she doesn't know any better, or she tries to be heroic, and it's like, oh, that's nice. There's no meat there, but it's nice. I'm glad we don't have a giant killer robot again. Because apparently, Overwatch has a problem with that.
With who?
Killer robots.
Oh, they do, yep. Can't confirm.
They should get that fixed.
The robot or the problem?
Both. Because they're the same.
Moving on from robot problems, we do have a couple other changes coming up on PTR.
What?
As we said, Bastion is getting a change, which I think is already live since this was updated.
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah.
Mercy's Caduceus stat, that's not important. Sorry, I'm just skimming through these. Oh, it looks like most of these are already live. Great, we'll move on to the other ones. Anna is getting a big change that many people on the forums are quite upset about. And it is nerfs all around for Anna.
Have you ever picked Anna and been like, damn it, I do too much damage?
No.
Anymore.
Yes, they are decreasing Anna's left click damage. It used to be 80, it is now 60. And the biotic grenade damage has been reduced from 60 to 30, and its healing has been reduced from 100 to 50. So it is quite a substantial nerf.
I like that you call it its left kick. It's when she shoots someone. If she shoots someone, she does 20 less damage. So you remember seeing all those Anna plays of the game? Not anymore.
No.
Never again.
Now, there has been a lot of consternation from Reddit and such. I did see a post that I was reading through that did kind of paint Anna in more of a godly light pre-patch. The fact that she has a hit scan weapon with no damage drop-off, the fact that she has some of the highest healing in the game, burst healing as well as just sustained healing. What she can do is quite impressive. And also at the tournament level, she is pervasive. She is everywhere all the time. The meta has kind of formed around Anna, and she's kind of enabled a very, some would say, unhealthy meta, which is many, many tanks. So nerfing her will decrease the amount of tanks we see in the game. It will give rise to other characters like Pharah, which a good Anna could kind of keep down. So it will be interesting to see how the game develops after this patch. But again, this is PTR. Might not go live anytime soon or in the current form, but I think it will be pretty similar when it goes live. What do you guys think? This is pretty big.
Tournaments ruining everything. I hate pros. They find the fun things and just ruin it.
Abuse them. Yeah, I want to see what the effect of this will be at lower leagues of play, because whereas she might be overpowered, again, at high leagues, lower leagues, it's hard to be a good Ana.
I disagree.
And I feel like this... Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, just okay. Shoot.
Maybe it's just hard
really
for me
just
because
shoot.
I can't snipe.
Like,
I can heal, but I can't snipe.
I never snipe with Ana. Not gonna lie. I never even look down sights for her. And like, I function as a great healer, and I kill people sometimes. Not anymore, though.
No, not anymore.
No, good luck with that now.
But Brandon, you were saying you'll find it very difficult to play with her?
No, I don't find it very difficult to play with her. That's just me, though, but I'm kind of used to that character role.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sniper support kind of role, at least.
So what he's saying, Jacob, is get good.
Not exactly. Like I'm kind of talking for myself here, I guess, maybe, but I also lost my train of thought.
I'm great at losing your trains.
Yeah, it's... I'm going to blame Taylor for that one.
Speaking of losing trains, Junkrat no longer hurts himself from his own explosions.
I like this change, mostly because I play Junkrat.
Yes, many, many people do. This is pretty good. Junkrat hasn't been seen... Excuse me. He's kind of been overshadowed by a lot of heroes. So this is kind of... it's a nice change. It's a quality of life change. He doesn't have to be super careful about hurting himself.
Yeah, I mean, I've killed myself more than I'm willing to admit. Which is, in a way, admitting that. So.
Now, I'm trying to think of other characters that have explosive abilities. I guess Pharah. Pharah would be the other one that... She does still hurt herself from her own explosions.
Which makes sense. Because it's a rocket.
Junkrat, yes. So
and Junkrat's
is
just
unique.
Crazy enough to not get hurt by an explosion. He seems
the crazy like protects him. It's like a soft coating that protects him from explosions.
It's like he's built up an immunity to his own explosions. Because they keep exploding in his face all the time. So it's...
Everyone likes their own brand.
But now his shot put... thing is less exciting because he lands right beside his grenade, but he's fine. It's like whatever.
Yeah, they have to edit all of those with him no longer looking concerned about the explosion.
Yeah, it's really just a nerf for Junkrat.
Really, if you want to think about it.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned, Orisa is also getting some minor changes. Her magazine size and her ultimate is going to take a little bit longer to get there. Moving on,
she hasn't even moved into the actual game, and
she's
getting
not even in
already.
The game. That's
god damn.
that does happen every now and then. Like they let her get her in, or they get the character in. Actually, to this point, it's always been her. They get them into the game, and they do some minor tweaks before putting them into live. Speaking of, with Sombra, they are patching her a little bit, or not patching, tweaking her a little bit. The sound effects from her entering and exiting stealth, the radius that you can hear that has been decreased, which is a buff, obviously, to her.
I don't know. It could be a nerf. This is a very nerf-heavy thing. Everything here is a nerf.
Everything.
I agree.
After that, the Ana nerf was so heavy that really she nerfed everyone else with her.
And like Sombra, like it added an element of fear and paranoia, and now she can't play off that fear and paranoia. Like
fair
before,
enough,
she could have been anywhere, but now you know she's actually only 15 meters away.
Technically, that does constitute a nerf, because now you can pinpoint her location slightly better. But no, this is a buff. It lets her sneak up on people without them knowing much easier. The other change to her is her translocator, which is that teleporter ability that she has. The cooldown on it has been reduced from 6 to 4 seconds, so she can bop all over the place now, which is pretty cool.
This is the half of my strategy, bob and weave.
Boop and weave.
I literally never boop. That's stupid.
Winston has also got a change on top of his previous one. His barrier projector Cooldown now starts whenever the barrier is placed instead of when it ends. So this means that the uptime on it is increased drastically. I've been in many a situation where I drop that, like I jump in on my teammates and drop a barrier to save them from something and stick around for a little bit and then jump away into the enemies to you know, take out their healer or something. And then I realize, oh crap, that barrier is still up or has just dropped recently and I am a sitting duck for the next like 4 seconds. This is definitely going to help his tankiness, along with that previous buff that I mentioned, which is his headshot radius getting decreased. This is going to it's going to help Winston out a little bit.
And by mention, he means last podcast.
Yes, yes. It's I don't want to say quality of life change because this is a definite like quantifiable. It's going to make him better, but I really like it. It's just a small thing that like. Oh, like this feels better now. That I really, really like.
Okay, so how can we make this seem like an actual nerf? It gives him a false sense of security.
Yes, exactly. Like it's just he's always going to think that it's up, even when it's not going to be. So
and like the barrier projection, it's not even that good. I mean, it's why he might as well not even have it, right?
They may as well just take it out of the game. If they took it. His ability away from him, that would actually be a buff. But yeah. The fact that they left it in, it's a nerf. the last character to get touched.
The last nerfs.
In a good way or a bad way, we're about to find out, is Zenyatta. The Orb of Destruction, his alternate fire. Basically, the recovery frames, if you're familiar with fighting games. The animation that plays after you fire them has now sped up. So you can get back to shooting quicker after launching your volley of orbs. Taylor, you can start thinking about how that's a nerf now. Well, let's move on to the second one, which is the Orb of Discard.
Wait, no. That 0.4 of seconds give you a bit of reprieve before you just constantly start barraging again. It was a breath.
Yeah, it lets you get your zen back.
Exactly, and that's Zenyatta's secret resource, his zen? Zen?
His Zenzenia.
Yeah, and he has to recharge it. And every time you die, you actually ran out of Zen. And that's why you died.
Yes, yes. His Orb of Discord can now target enemies through barriers. Seeing as we now have, what is it, four characters that have barrier abilities. Zenyatta, it was sometimes tough for him to get that Orb of Discord onto people. This will it's a buff for sure. I mean, you still can't damage them through the barriers, but at least you can apply it and kind of get around them or when they break. Again, it's kind of just a nice quality of life change.
But what it does is it lets the enemies now destroy the barrier. Like the orb goes on you, and then you just grab it, crush it, and you can't do anything about it because they're still behind a barrier.
Yeah, weirdly enough, though, that's still a nerf to Zenyatta.
Yeah, it's just. A patch of all nerves. It's pretty bad.
So yes, those are the changes that are going to be hitting the or are in the PTR right now, and may or may not be hitting the live game at some point in the future. Yes, so those are all the PTR changes. We have a few other things.
Maybe
do you want to?
Maybe
go into those?
They'll never actually release Orisa, and she'll be a PTR only champion. And that is Jeff Kaplan's PTR reward. You get to play Orisa.
That would be cool. Like PTR only characters? No, like, you know what? Strike that from the record. I never said that. Don't listen to me. It's a terrible
right
idea.
They launch Overwatch 2 on PTR. You'll be able to play Jeff from the Overwatch team.
I'll mess with Jeff. Receive death.
Something like that.
Exactly that. Speaking of Jeff, he said stuff on the forums. I can't skim through this. He said a lot. What did he say, Jeff?
Yeah, I... So, funny you should ask. I also looked at the length and realized, I can't really skim this, and I just opened it 2 minutes before we started recording, so I don't really know what he said,
okay.
But
it
sure
I read
like
it a little bit
stuff.
Before... And what it was people were concerned, is like, why are you nerfing Bastion? And he's just like, because he's too strong right now. And he talks about how players perceive the meta to be and what, like, the actual numbers say the meta is. And, like, kind of player feeling versus how things actually are. And how players can be wrong. This is not what Jeff said, but I remember reading a thing that said, players are really good at finding problems, really bad at finding solutions. Yeah. And so they're trying to make balance work. And that might not always be what players agree with.
Yeah. I believe there the notion of actual meta versus perceived meta is something that they have brought up before. I can't remember if it was in this game. Maybe it was in Heroes of the Storm. But it is definitely a thing. People assume something is overpowered, and they use it more and more. Or they think they see it more often than they actually do because they really dislike it, and they call for nerfs or buffs to counter it when it's not actually bared out in the statistics that this is actually broken in any way.
Yeah.
I do find that fairly fascinating, just like how human perception, just like, ah, like, this isn't a direct example from the game, but like, oh, Mei's so annoying to play against, like, we have to nerf Mei, but when you actually look at the stats, like, oh, like, Mei actually has a pretty low win rate, but she's just annoying to play against. People, when they do die to her, remember it much more than to the time they died to the soldier, who might have actually a really good win rate and might need to be looked at.
Yeah, they should nerf Mei. No, don't. I play Mei. I like Mei.
Mei's fun. I don't play her often enough, but every now and then you'll just meet that really good Mei who is so frustrating. That's one thing, though, with characters like that. You can kind of get under people's skin and make them do things that they shouldn't.
But also, Jacob, you said you don't play her enough as you should. You don't play Overwatch enough as you should.
As I shouldn't. I haven't had much time lately. I try and get on once a week, but it's been tough lately.
Tisk, tisk.
But I got on and played Orisa. I actually really, really enjoyed Orisa. So when she goes live, I'm going to play her through a lot. And also, with the new season rollover, I want to get my placements done.
Have you ever done this?
You know, I haven't placed either, so we should get together.
Well, I've been waiting. I've basically been waiting for you. Me and Marcin.
Well, hasn't the season already Kevin, ended?
Yeah, but it's back now.
Oh, okay. So new season.
Yeah, for the new season, yeah. Yeah, we have to get on. We have to try and find a six stack.
Ew, and
pump those
stack
out.
Duo queue. It'd
be good.
Best queue.
Duba queue?
Duo queue.
Oh.
I said this sentiment with Sombra when she was released, and I'll say it again with Orisa. I'm looking forward to 2 months down the line where I'll be able to play Orisa.
I'm looking forward to a month down the line when we're going to be talking about her nerfs.
Yeah, I feel she'll be the Irelia of the game and just constantly nerfed. For no reason other than this patch that we just
had. I don't understand the reference.
Don't worry. Only I and maybe other people who ever watch this podcast might. And they'll appreciate that, maybe. I don't know. I can't speak for other people.
But nobody watches it. They listen.
Well, there's my joke down the drain. It was completely a visual joke.
Damn.
You guys should have seen the hand motions. It was pretty nuts. Elaborate.
You got me.
You mean hand motion, right? Because I've never actually seen the rest of Taylor's body. Only
people,
the single hand that's buried under Lego.
That's not Lego. But for people that don't know, the image
my
I
life
use
is ruined.
For Skype.
No,
is,
don't explain it.
It is
this
from
is,
my webcam of a constant live stream of me being crushed beneath things. And if you go on to our sister podcast, Press A to Podcast, where we have more visuals,
plug.
Can see that live stream.
Guys, why would you ever... Like, we are the podcast of niche jokes. If people don't get them, I don't know why they even tune in.
I felt like explaining that because...
You know, every now and then we have to give them one.
Every now and then you have to explain the joke.
Like, in and of itself is a niche joke, explaining it. It's so, like, niche that most people will be like, that's not joke, that's not funny.
I mean,
that's
in
how
order
niche
to,
it is.
in order to listen or watch Press A to podcast, you do actually have to crawl into a niche. That is how niche it is. So
I haven't found that niche yet, so I haven't listened to it.
So in our last kind of bit of news, the lead writer on Overwatch, Michael Chu, has gone on and said, I'll just read it verbatim, it's pretty short. Hi everyone, like I said earlier, we have lots in the works, with Orisa and her story being the first release of the year. One of our goals for 2017 is to try and have more frequent story-related updates and content, so we're very busy with that. And a little something else is just around the corner, so look out for it. This is pretty cool stuff. On top of Orisa and all that weird stuff with Numbani, like Doomfist basically getting the gauntlet and busting through the airport, that's all been reflected in the game, which is pretty cool. I am looking forward to more of the story stuff. It's been quite a while since we've had any of those comics or an animated short of any kind. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That makes me hopeful. I've been lied to by game developing companies before, where they're like, yeah, we're going to do a big lore focus. It's going to be great. We're going to get a lot of story. And then it's like, okay, for like a month or two.
And then drops off.
And then literally nothing for like five years. And it's like...
And then nothing ever comes out after that.
And good then, job. No, and then they come out and say, hey, we made a sequel. Play that.
But it in those 2 months, it was so story-driven that a character actually died in the lore. Turns out he was okay. But he died in the lore. And so they actually made it so you couldn't play as him because he died.
What game? What?
Yeah.
Is this League of Legends?
It's League of Legends.
Nailed it.
Yeah. They don't have strong lore. Boom, shots fired. Write a book.
Great. Getting back to Overwatch, potentially writing a book. Who knows?
Write a book with Jeff.
Read a book. How about that?
Damn. With the fact that they have canceled the comic book quite a while back now, I feel like they went through a restructuring of what they kind of want to do with Overwatch's story. That was a while ago. I am hoping to see that effort bear fruit. Mm-hmm. I really want them to do something cool. And like Taylor said, I want it to be kind of a long-term cool. So a cool that kind of settles in and makes you want to put on a sweater or maybe fix your heater.
And throughout like all of Overwatch's thing, I've said that they don't really have a good way of delivering story and making it like an ongoing thing. We're able to get backstories of characters, but that is essentially it so far.
Yeah, like the comic books have kind of been like, this is what happened in this character's life, but it was never like really like, oh, like this is like a really cool narrative that I want to keep reading into and trying to figure things out about.
It doesn't feel like an ongoing thing. It's just you get little snippets of someone's life.
And I think the comic book was supposed to fulfill that role, but if it got canceled, I'm really hoping that there's something that they're...
The comic was about the forming of Overwatch, so I imagine they just changed how they want that story to play out.
Yes.
That disagreed with the writer of the comic. That's what I imagine happened.
That seems to ring true with me as well. But, yeah, like, the current present day of Overwatch is kind of changing and evolving as kind of as the writers and creators of the game have changing ideas on it. But the past is something I think that we could explore fairly easily and again, have that cool, interesting narrative to build on again, it just comes back to that. I really hope they're going to replace that comic with something. Whether it's another comic, a TV series, or just more animated shorts, I want it.
A live-action TV series.
Yes.
That's what they're going to announce.
It'll be a live-action drama about the criminal underworld of Numbani.
Played with puppets.
I'd watch that.
It'll be in Numbani's underground levels, like the lower levels of Numbani.
Where the Zerg run free.
Not quite. I was going for a Star Wars 1313 reference. Or Star Wars Underground, I think, was what George Lucas was calling it. But In either case.
Sonic strokes. Underground?
Yuck. I think that pretty much covers us for news. Was there anything else you guys want to quickly mention?
No. I'm mad with Riot. Moving on.
Moving on. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for watching. That pretty much wraps us up. If you like what you heard here today, please consider subscribing or giving us a rating. If you're on iTunes ratings, help us out tremendously, especially those 5-star iTunes ratings. So if you could do that, we would appreciate it.
Did you
can
kiss
follow
them?
This. I did the winky thing with the with
sounded
the,
like a
with
kiss.
The point. There, you get both.
Well,
today.
No, I was going to say that was a horrible thing. This got
good,
rid of all
good
our
job,
viewers.
You.
I mean, he got rid of me.
If you'd like to be kissed at in virtual text form, you can follow us at OW_overtime on Twitter. And you can also reach us at owovertime@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or a forehead that needs to be digitally kissed. We also have another show called Press A to Podcast, where we review a different video game every episode. You can follow that show on Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at Press A to Podcast. Twitch is just different because it has underscores. We just released our Resident Evil 7 video. I thought it went super well. That one's actually, I'm pretty proud of that. Go check that out. Resident Evil 7, Press Data Podcast. But that's all the time we have for this week. So for me, Brandon, and Taylor, we will see you guys next week.
There's a peach emoticon and it looks like a butt.
Agreed.